Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this episode of our Kartik Inspirations. Devotees, especially here in Vrindavan but also everywhere, like to address the Lord. And sometimes they become very serious and use chosen words, and the Lord responds to them. One of such conversations took place between Bilva Mangala Thakur, the blind poet, towards the end of his book called Krishna Kanamrita, after he had already composed 95 verses or so. He all of a sudden became silent. He stopped writing. He didn't find words to express himself. Now, Krishna, who wanted to hear Bilva Mangala Thakur, who's also known as Lila Shuka, glorify him, asked, "What's wrong? Why don't you continue?" Bilva Mangala says, "I can't find an object of comparison to your endlessly beautiful face in this world. So I don't know what to say." Then Krishna said, "But see, ancient poets have compared my face to a moon or a lotus. Wouldn't that do?" But Bilva Mangala Thakur says, No. "They did not actually see your beautiful face, but you are sitting right in front of me. And therefore, just to say something that sounds beautiful, they compared your face to the lotus or the moon. But listen, what happened? When the moon, who had some decency, heard that he was used as a comparison, then out of shame, he fell down from his high position in the sky and he broke into 10 fragments that each took shelter at your toenails." "Okay," said Krishna, "now we have a comparison. Compare my toenails with moons then." But Lila Shuka, Bilva Mangala, said, No. "There's a vast difference, my lord. In your lustrous toenails is so much compassion. These toenails emit compassion. And since time immemorial, people take shelter there. And this is freely bestowed, the shelter, to these surrendered devotees. But is there compassion in the cold moonlight?" "No. The moonlight is just cooling, cold, and so on. Also, the toenails which you have are so spotless. Therefore, we can at best use the moon to be used as an aratic lamp, which is worshipped or used in worship of your lotus face, and then we throw it away." See, I like this. When poets or writers use descriptions to describe the wonderful dress of Krishna, the flower decorations, how Krishna jokes, how he uses humor and sweet words, they can at best take objects of comparison from this world. But the kunjas or the meeting places in Vrindavan are otherworldly. So they can at best use comparisons that give some ideas to people of this world, not exact descriptions. Krishna is always much more in all aspects. Yes, so thank you very much for listening. Welcome to the next Kartik Inspirations.